What does producing branded reality television have to do with your retirement plan?
Right, which sounds like the setup to a really weird joke.
It really does. But I mean, if you are trying to teach a Gen Z teenager how to actually build generational wealth, the answer is basically absolutely everything.
Yeah, it is the entire foundation of the strategy.
Exactly. So I want you, listening right now, to think back for a second to the very first time you actually learned how to manage money.
Assuming you even did.
Right. Assuming you did. Was it in this like neatly structured high school class with clear instructions and a really helpful teacher? Or was it, like so many of us, just through incredibly stressful, panic-inducing trial and error?
Usually the latter.
Oh, almost always. You know that feeling, right? That sudden sinking realization of a $35 overdraft fee, or staring at a credit card statement, wondering how a few coffees and a random Tuesday dinner somehow mutated into just a mountain of high-interest debt.
Right, because for most people, financial literacy just isn't a subject we were ever formally taught.
No, not at all. It's just a series of brutal, highly expensive lessons we just had to survive.
And we culturally treat financial literacy as this innate instinct, like you are supposed to magically acquire it the exact moment you turn 18 and cash your very first paycheck.
Which makes no sense.
None. Because without a structured blueprint, most young adults are just guessing in the dark. And guessing, especially when compound interest is actively working against you, is just a remarkably inefficient way to learn how the financial world works.
Totally. So today on the desk for this deep dive, we are looking at the digital blueprints and an Amazon listing for a really massive, multi-tiered financial education ecosystem. It's called Money Smarts.
Yes, money smarts.
And our mission today is to decode how this platform is attempting to completely rewrite that survival narrative we just talked about. We are looking at a system that takes something traditionally seen as just a boring, anxiety-inducing chore. I mean, things like budgeting, credit building, estate planning, and engineers it into a highly engaging long-term generational strategy.
It really is a fascinating hybrid when you dig into it, because on one side you have aggressive, very modern technology built explicitly to capture immediate daily engagement from digital natives.
Right.
But then, layered underneath all that flash, you have very traditional, highly strategic parental planning and wealth-building frameworks. It is an ecosystem attempting to bridge the gap between, the chaotic screen time habits of today and the harsh financial realities of tomorrow.
Yeah, and before we start flipping through the heavy hardcover books they publish, we really need to understand how Money Smarts is operating in the trenches right now. Because, let's be real, if you can't get a 20-year-old to look up from their phone, you have absolutely zero chance of teaching them about the benefits of a 401k match.
Zero. You have to meet them where they are.
Exactly. So looking at the platform's specs, they are aggressively targeting Gen Z and millennials. And the very first mechanism they use to capture that audience is removing the barrier to entry entirely.
Right, which is crucial.
It is completely free to start. No credit card required to make an account.
Because if your stated goal is to teach wealth building to a demographic that does not yet possess any wealth, putting your foundational education behind a paywall basically defeats the purpose before it even begins.
Yeah, it's a non-starter. And the architecture of the platform itself is really expansive. Users have access to over six core learning modules, and those are broken down into more than 50 individual lessons.
And we should point out these are aggressively practical topics.
Very practical. We're talking budgeting basics, credit score essentials, investing 101, debt management, emergency fund planning, and retirement planning.
But this is where we really need to look closer at the mechanics, because the platform heavily utilizes game mechanics to teach this stuff.
Right, the gamification.
Exactly. Every time you complete a lesson, you earn XP, experience points, you unlock digital badges, you have to maintain daily learning streaks, and you even compete against other users on these global leaderboards.
Okay, I have to jump in here. Because treating a 401k or like a massive student loan like a game of Candy Crush sounds wildly irresponsible to me.
It does sound counterintuitive at first.
Are we just gamifying serious life-altering debt here? I mean, I get wanting to make it approachable, but giving someone a shiny digital badge doesn't magically lower their interest rates.
Right.
So does this actually change behavior? Or is it just a superficial gimmick to get app downloads?
Well, I mean, if the platform stopped at badges and leaderboards, it would absolutely be a gimmick, just pure gamified fluff. But the real powerhouse here is the underlying engine driving all those gamified elements.
Okay, so what's under the hood?
They have integrated an AI-powered tutoring system utilizing Cloud AI.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but they aren't using it as a standard customer service chatbot, you know, where you type in a question and it spits out a generic copied and pasted formula. The system is specifically programmed to use Socratic teaching methods.
Socratic. So instead of just handing you the answer, it basically aggressively questions you.
Exactly. Think of the Socratic AI as a like a financial physical therapist.
I like that analogy.
Right. It refuses to lift the weight for you. It just adjusts your posture and asks where it hurts until you find the right financial muscle yourself.
Okay, let's make this concrete. Walk me through how that actually looks for a user.
Sure, let's role play how the debt management module works. Say a user asks the AI, you know, should I pay off my student loans or my credit card first?
A very common question.
Very common. The AI does not just say, pay the credit card. It responds by asking, well, let's look at the numbers. What is the annual percentage rate on your credit card versus your student loan?
Oh, wow. So it forces the user to actually stop what they are doing, go find their actual bank statements, look at the interest rates, and bring that data back to the chat.
Exactly. And once the user inputs those numbers, the AI might ask something like, if you have an extra $100 this month, which of these two balances is costing you more money every single day you carry it?
It forces actual critical thinking.
It acts as a highly personalized tutor, guiding the user to independently discover the mathematical difference between, say, the avalanche method and the snowball method of debt repayment.
And that is where the gamification actually becomes effective, isn't it?
Precisely. The XP, the daily streaks, the badges, they just hijack the brain's natural desire for closure to get you in the door.
Right, because you want to keep your streak alive.
Yeah, but once you log in to click the button and keep that streak alive, the Socratic AI traps you into actually metabolizing the financial concepts.
That is so smart. Okay, so the app gets a 20-year-old to care about budgeting by using digital streaks. But, and this is a big but, digital streaks do not buy real estate.
No, they do not.
Once you've hacked their attention and taught them how a credit utilization ratio works, how do you actually transition them into long-term wealth building?
Well, that is where the strategy moves off the screen and into print. We have to look at the physical playbook.
Right, the books. Because while the digital platform handles the immediate interactive habit building, Money Smarts has published this really comprehensive 7-book series.
And it's available in both digital and audio formats, which is great.
Yeah, and to me, this represents the ecosystem's transition from just basic literacy to advanced permanent strategy.
Just looking at the titles shows you the sheer breadth of the mechanisms they are covering. You've got the foundational texts, obviously, in Money Smarts Volume 1 and Volume 2.
But then the strategy gets incredibly specific. There is a book called Own Your Home by 25.
Which is a very bold target in this economy.
Extremely bold. But it actually outlines the physical mechanics of how a young adult can achieve that. It covers things like house hacking, utilizing FHA loans, and the absolute necessity of building an immaculate credit profile at age 18, just so you can qualify for a mortgage 7 years later.
Right, working backward from the goal.
Exactly. Then there's Money Smarts Vault, and another title that really caught my eye, Digital Estate Planning and Generational Wealth.
Yeah, that one is fascinating because it's a modern problem that most traditional financial advisors are completely overlooking right now.
Right, because estate planning used to just be a piece of paper, a will, that says who gets the physical house and the physical bank account.
And maybe a classic car or something.
Yeah. But this book digs into the actual mechanics of passing down digital assets. I mean, think about it. How do you pass down the cryptographic keys or the seed phrases for a crypto wallet?
If you lose that, it's just gone.
Exactly. What happens to a highly monetized YouTube channel or a Substack newsletter or an online e-commerce business when the creator passes away?
Right.
If you don't have the legal framework and, frankly, the two-factor authentication protocols set up to pass down that digital IP, that wealth just vanishes into the ether.
It really highlights a deep fundamental understanding of where modern wealth is actually stored today.
Definitely.
What's also really notable in this physical library is their commitment to systemic accessibility. They offer Inteligencia Financiera Vol 1 and 2.
Which is huge.
It is, because financial illiteracy is a systemic issue that routinely crosses language barriers. By providing these foundational tools in a user's native language, they are ensuring that complex financial mechanics are actually comprehended deeply, not just loosely translated.
And there is a very clear monetization strategy here for the broader ecosystem, too. I mean, the digital app with the AI tutor is free to start, which obviously builds the massive audience. But listeners and users can purchase lifetime access to all seven of these books for $179.
Which, for a lifetime financial library, is pretty strategic.
It's a very interesting pairing. You have this fast-paced, AI-driven tech platform designed for a 20-year-old trying to figure out their very first credit card, seamlessly funneling into a heavy-hitting traditional book series for that exact same person 10 years later when they are trying to buy property and protect their digital assets.
You've got the 20-year-old covered on their phone and the 30-year-old covered with the books.
Exactly.
But there is a new piece of this ecosystem that goes even further back than the 20-year-old. It targets, basically, year zero.
Yes. And just a very quick note for you listening right now. This specific book we are about to discuss touches on some highly politically charged themes and figures.
Yes, it does.
Our goal today on this deep dive isn't to take a side. We aren't endorsing any political platform, and we aren't debating policy. We are just popping the hood to look strictly at the financial mechanics and the wealth-building strategies being proposed in the text, treating it with the exact same impartial analytical lens we apply to everything else on this show.
Absolutely. Keeping our focus entirely on the financial architecture, the newly released book is titled Money Smarts, A Practical Guide for Parents, The Trump Account Handbook by Dan Kost.
Right. And according to the Amazon listing and the sources we have, this handbook explores the vision behind a concept called Building American Prosperity. The core strategy of this book revolves around a very specific mechanism, which is helping parents claim, grow, and protect what they call a $1,000 head start for their children.
And this is where the Money Smarts ecosystem fundamentally shifts its burden of responsibility.
How so?
Well, think about the gamified app we discussed earlier. That is largely about remediation and personal responsibility for young adults, right? Fixing their own credit, learning to budget their own paycheck.
Right, cleaning up the mess.
Exactly. But this handbook shifts the burden of financial literacy back to the parents, operating proactively at the literal moment a child is born.
That makes sense. Let's actually look at the math and the mechanisms behind this $1,000 head start idea.
Yeah.
Because the book isn't suggesting you just, you know, hand a teenager $1,000 in cash on their 18th birthday.
No, that would probably disappear in a weekend.
Yeah, exactly. It outlines how parents can use this foundation and strategically grow it over time. If a parent takes a $1,000 seed fund and places it into a custodial investment account, something like a custodial Roth IRA or an index fund, tracking the S&P 500 when the child is born, the mechanism of compound interest completely takes over.
It does the heavy lifting.
Right. If that seed money sits there for 18 years, perhaps with the parents adding just a very modest amount monthly, it turns into a massive financial lever.
It transforms a single one-time financial opportunity into an actual generational legacy.
Yeah.
The ultimate goals outlined in the handbook are massive. It is about using that compounded investment vehicle for college preparation so the child completely avoids predatory student loans.
Which is a huge advantage.
It's about having the liquidity for a first home down payment or even the seed capital to launch a business. It is about developing smart money habits in the background before the kid even has a chance to make a financial mistake.
Now, to figure out how all this fits together, I mean, how a single ecosystem seamlessly blends Socratic AI tutoring, digital estate planning, and a $1,000 generational seed fund, you really have to look at who actually built the blueprint.
The mind behind the machine.
Exactly. The sources provide a really detailed background on the architect behind Money Smarts, and we need to talk about him. We need to talk about Dan Kost.
Kost is not just some traditional financial advisor who woke up one day and decided to write a series of books.
Far from it.
He is the chairman of the board of DacDown Worldwide, which is the parent company of Money Smarts. And he brings over 45 years of experience in business development, marketing, and media to the table.
But, and this is the piece of his resume that completely recontextualized this entire deep dive for me. His specific background is in sports marketing and his time serving as an executive producer at DacDan Entertainment.
Right.
He spent years developing branded reality television projects.
And that background in entertainment is the absolute skeleton key that unlocks the entire strategy of the digital platform.
I mean, think about it. If you are sitting there wondering why a financial literacy platform relies on experience points, unlockable badges, daily streaks, and leaderboards, it is because it was built by someone with decades of experience producing reality television.
Exactly.
In reality TV, a producer's primary job is to manufacture tension right before a commercial break to guarantee the viewer comes back. Cost just took that exact psychology of audience retention and applied it to learning about interest rates.
Because engagement changes behavior. Information alone does not.
Wow.
You can hand a 20-year-old a dry textbook on Roth IRAs and they will never open it. But if you manufacture a streak or an unfinished XP goal right before they try to log off, you hijack their brain's desire for completion.
You just have to finish it.
Right. They log back in the next day to get the dopamine hit of finishing the badge. And in the process, the AI forces them to calculate their debt-to-income ratio. Cost understands that to teach dry, complex financial mechanics, you first have to master the psychology of attention.
And Cost hasn't just built this ecosystem for the end consumer either.
Sure.
There is a deeply integrated B2B business-to-business side to Money Smarts that monetizes the attention while keeping the front end completely free for the users.
The free resources they offer to businesses really reveal the full scope of the enterprise. For example, they offer an advertising rate card, which provides a direct avenue for brands and financial institutions wanting to reach this highly engaged, newly financially literate Gen Z and millennial audience.
And they also have a social media and CRM guide. And this part is fascinating to me because a CRM, a customer relationship management system, isn't typically associated with education.
No, usually that's for sales.
Right.
Yeah.
But in this context, Money Smarts uses the CRM to track learning friction.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. If the system notices a user fails the credit utilization quiz 3 times in a row, the CRM flags this blind spot. It allows the platform to tailor the AI to serve up remedial content specific to that user's struggle. It is hyper-personalized education at an incredible scale.
They also offer a bankruptcy trustees guide on the B2B side. This focuses heavily on the mechanics of financial recovery and credit rebuilding strategies, which acknowledges that bankruptcy isn't just a legal filing.
This whole process.
It requires a psychological and educational rebuild to ensure the individual can successfully re-enter the financial system without repeating the same mistakes.
It really is an incredibly comprehensive closed-loop system. They attract the young demographic with free, gamified, reality TV-style engagement. They retain them and force critical thinking using a Socratic AI tutor. They transition them into long-term wealth builders through the $179 Lifetime book series. They educate the parents with strategic handbooks like the Trump Account Handbook to proactively build generational wealth from birth.
And on the back end, they provide the B2B infrastructure for institutions to interact with this entire ecosystem.
It's wild. So to synthesize what we've really explored today, the Money Smarts ecosystem attacks the crisis of financial illiteracy from 2 very distinct, highly calculated angles.
Right. On one hand, it empowers the individual digitally native user through gamification and AI, demanding they take personal responsibility for their daily financial habits right now.
Yeah.
But simultaneously, it equips the older generation with the concrete strategic handbooks necessary to plant the seeds of generational wealth, ensuring the next generation starts with a mathematical foundation rather than a deficit.
So I want to turn this back to you listening. Think about your own financial journey and where you are sitting today. Which side of this ecosystem do you actually need more right now?
It's a great question to ask yourself.
Do you need the daily gamified habits and the AI physical therapist pushing you to finally understand your debt-to-income ratio? Or are you at the stage where you need to be looking at the long-term generational planning, you know, figuring out the mechanics to pass down your digital assets and build a lasting foundation for your kids?
Because they require entirely different mindsets and a completely different set of tools.
But I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over, something that builds on this technology but takes it a step further.
Okay.
Today, we are looking at a platform that is successfully using AI and Socratic methods to teach us how to budget, how to invest, and how to manage our debt. But technology moves exponentially.
Faster than we usually predict.
Exactly. So how long will it be until we hand over the reins entirely? How long until the AI isn't just a tutor teaching us how to manage our money, but an autonomous financial agent actively negotiating our credit card interest rates, moving our emergency funds to higher yield accounts, and executing our investment choices for us while we sleep?
It is a profound shift to consider because the infrastructure is already being laid to move from financial education to autonomous financial delegation.
And when that day comes, maybe that stressful, panic-inducing trial and error we all went through to learn about money won't just be obsolete. It might be something humanity never has to think about ever again.